Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. DiMaggio moves to second. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesci moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. DiMaggio scores. Pesci moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pesci scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Edwards moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Edwards moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tebbets. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Tebbets steals second. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Williams reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spence. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dobson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pesce hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Williams reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pesce takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Larry Doby pinch hits for Bob Feller. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Grimek now pitching. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dobson hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. Boudreau scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive to left field. Mitchell throws towards third. Keltner fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Keltner. Williams moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doerr is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark pinch hits for Steve Grimek. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Edwards scores. Boudreau moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Dave Ferris now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.